here's a story from The World.
The ace in the hole, the European Union, played its strongest economic card against Russia today, a proposed ban on all imports of Russian oil. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said, quote, Putin must pay a high price for his brutal aggression. The EU is also proposing sanctions on Russian military officers, Russia's largest bank, and three Russian broadcasters from European airwaves. The World's Carolyn Beeler kicks off our coverage today in Berlin.
Ursula von der Leyen got a round of applause when she said this at an EU meeting this morning.
Today, we will propose to ban all Russian oil from Europe. This will be...
If the new sanctions are approved by all 27 member states, Europe would stop buying crude oil from Russia within 6 months.
And let's be clear, it will not be easy, because some member states are strongly dependent on Russian oil, but we simply have to do it.
About 60% of Russia's oil exports go to Europe. The proposed ban comes after Germany, Europe's largest economy, dropped its opposition.
Mein Haus in der Vergangenheit hat dafür gearbeitet hat.
Robert Habeck is Germany's Minister of Economy and Climate Protection.
An uns soll es jedenfalls nicht mehr scheitern.
On public TV here yesterday, Habeck said that Germany will not stand in the way of a Russian oil ban. Before the war in Ukraine started, Germany got about a third of its oil from Russia. Now, that's down to about 12%. Robert Habeck acknowledged that oil prices, though, will still go up if there's an embargo.
Und das ist der Preis, der getragen werden kann und getragen werden muss. Allerdings,
that's the price that must be paid, he said. But it no longer means the entire German economy will collapse. It's easy to see how Germans still rely on Russian energy so much, especially here in Berlin. Commuters right now are pulling to a gas station I'm at in an after-work rush. Most gas stations in this city, which is the biggest in Germany, get their fuel from a refinery near the Polish border, about 60 miles northeast of where I am right now. That facility is owned by Rosneft, Russia's state-owned oil company. So, the question is, where will Berliners get their gasoline if that source goes away?
Wir haben hier ein Problem, was wir versuchen zu lösen.
Michael Kellner, who represents Berlin in the German parliament, said on German TV yesterday that, quote, we have a problem here that we're trying to solve, namely that we have put critical infrastructure in Russian hands. The German government is now pushing a proposed law that would allow it to take temporary control of key energy infrastructure. If that happens, oil from other countries could be shipped to that refinery that supplies Berlin, Kellner says. However Germany resolves this problem, prices at the gas pump here are likely to rise higher. The price of crude oil jumped 3% today with the news of the EU's planned embargo. Back in March, gasoline shot up to $9 a gallon here in Germany. And that has been the most visible impact of the war so far for many Germans, including Fabian Neumann.
I have to pay much more for my car for the oil. So that's very much.
Neumann is an optician in Western Germany. She says rising gas prices from an oil embargo would be worth it to her.
Because I think we have to stop Putin. So I think everyone have to pay a little bit more for stopping the war.
Hospital worker Alex Hoberg is not so sure.
It depends. Because of the prices, they will rise and everything will be expensive. But on the other hand, it will be maybe a good thing to set a kind of limit.
A limit on Putin and his power. Officials in Ukraine have been calling for a full embargo on Russian energy for weeks. Moscow rakes in $850 million a day in natural gas and oil sales to Europe. But some Ukrainians who've lived through the horrors of the war are skeptical that an embargo would force Vladimir Putin to change course. Liza Brazimova fled from Kharkiv to Germany in early March with her family.
There are so many sanctions already made. The whole world is shouting. Ukraine is crying and shouting, and unfortunately, it goes on. Personally, he doesn't feel that pressure, and like no matter what you stop.
European officials are meeting starting today in Brussels to discuss the sanctions package with an aim of approving it by the end of the week. But there's still resistance. Hungary and Slovakia, both heavily dependent on Russian oil, have said they do not support an embargo. For The World, I'm Carolyn Buehler in Berlin.